What is your name, sir?
Tyler Linder.
Okay. Ms. Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mrs. Del Rittenhouse will be conducting the hearing, sir.
Mr. Melvin?
Yes.
Could you please state your name and your ABC number?
Tyler James Linder. My ABC number is 323-966.
Thank you, sir. We're here before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a litigation hearing regarding an allegation that's on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on July 7th. You signed a form that day. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. On that form is listed your hearing rights. And one of the rights is you could hire an attorney at your expense. Did you hire an attorney today, or are you representing yourself?
I will be representing myself.
Okay, sir. Thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look on the video screen to your right, so the other end of the bench from me, is the Honorable Ruth Youngman. Next to him is the Honorable David Moore. Next to me, right here in the middle, is our acting board chairman, the Honorable Dr. Michael Johnson. Our usual board chair is a doctor, but Mr. Johnson is here today. And my name is Carol Rittenhouse. I'm the lead. We also have, in the room with us, a community corrections officer, Mr. Turner, from the Department of Corrections, and one of the department and the hearing officer, and your parole officer, and the judges. I can't do it today. Okay, so Mr. Miller and Mr. Turner, I need to swear to both of you in. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Miller?
Yes.
And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Miller, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, you determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision. And in phase two, determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, I'm going to read this allegation to you, sir, and I need you to tell me if it's true or false. So here's the allegation. It is that you are in violation of condition number two, demonstrating by your failure to follow the directives of your site control officer by failing to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on February 20th, 2018, after being discharged at the Business Coalition on February 19th, 2018, as directed in writing on February 16th, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, but you were absconded from supervision. Mr. Miller, is this true or false?
Partially true and partially false. I did not know that I was to meet her face-to-face. I was never informed by anybody. But it is true that I did leave from the location that I was at.
Okay, because this indicates that you were directed in writing on February 16th. That you were directed to report for face-to-face on February 16th.
I had seen her on, it would have been, yes, February 16th. I had seen her face-to-face, but I was never told that I would be seeing her face-to-face after that until my next monthly check-in.
Okay, so. All right. I'm going to ask Mr. Turner, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us some additional information, so Mr. Turner,
sure. You want me to read the allegation?
If you would, please.
On 2/20/2018, SBO College received a voicemail from the Coalition Residential Manager, Casey. She stated that the defendant did not return to the facility on 2/19/18. I was discharged that date, and defender failed to contact his assigned parole officer within 1 working day of being discharged from his approved residence. Thus, the offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he is absconded from supervision. Follow-up on 2/20/2018, SBO Collins called the offender at 520-227-8849 and left him a voicemail for him to call his assigned parole officer. Offender failed to call as directed on the same day. This officer called the offender's brother, Stephen Miller, at 520-227-6183 and left a voicemail requesting him to call Cochise Regional Parole Office. Later on that same day, Stephen Miller called to say that he had not heard from the offender and had no knowledge of his whereabouts. As Bill Collins delivered reporting instructions to the Disney Coalition Director, the offender to report to the Cochise Regional Board Office located at 6911 North BEI Boulevard in Douglas on 2/21/2018 at 9 a.m. Therefore, that the offender failed to report as directed on 2/21/2018. The SBO called the Disney Coalition and spoke with residential manager Daniel. Daniel said the offender has still not arrived and is not returning his messages. On the same day, it was verified the offender was not in the Cochise County Jail, nor the Disney Congress.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Miller, are you going to start hearing us?
Yes.
Okay, well, let us know. That phone seems to have some problems. You're not the first one that today that's had that problem. So we'll do our best here. Based on information from Mr. Turner, which does clarify, I'm going to make a motion then to find that Mr. Miller, delinquent, as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and may have asked or have asked in a criminal ways of company.
Second.
Okay. Mr. Miller, I'll send you Mr. Kamin, Mr. Green, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Miller. Okay. Mr. Millman, the board has found that you're in violation of your community supervision, and I'm going to phase two of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, but before we do that, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us some backup information on your case. So just stay on the line, we'll be right back with you in just a moment and ask you some questions. Mr. Turner.
Mr. Miller was released from ABC custody on 2/15/2018 and arrested on 6/2/2018 by Sierra Vista PD. On new felony charges of possession of dangerous drugs, drug paraphernalia, disorderly conduct, misconduct with a weapon, prohibited person, and misdemeanor charges of threat. He's returned back to ABC custody on 6/8/2018 with adjusted CSU of 11/24/2018 with 103 extra. Current conviction, 2014, burglary for 3 to 2 years. No prior convictions. This is his first term in ABC with a CUIR score of 3-2. Mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted, no prior terms of supervision, and he has not received any discipline. There were other arrests, but the charges were dismissed. He has a GD score of 2.B1, and the status of the charges is that charges have not been filed at this time.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Turner. So, Mr. Wilber, we don't have very much information at all about your case. Other than what Mr. Turner did, it looks like you were released to go to the Bisbee Coalition on the Narrow Street in Bisbee, but then it looks like you left there on the 19th. Yeah, on the 19th, it looks like you were discharged from there. What happened at the Bisbee Coalition?
I was in an environment with some people that I didn't agree with what they were doing there, and I didn't want to be around it. And I had already notified my parole officer that I was trying to obtain an address in Phoenix, and did everything lined up to go up to Phoenix from day one since I had been out, as I had had a guaranteed job up there and everything. Hard for me to get an address up there, and I chose not to report back to the Bisbee Coalition Center because of, like I said, that there were things that, you know, people, you know, in a shelter like that, people do things that, you know, people don't necessarily agree with, but I'm not one to, you know, to just speak of it and let me know what's going on there and everything. As far as people that are there, that I would rather, you know, I try to just get myself out of that environment so that I didn't fall back into any of my old ways or any of that.
Okay, and why did, I mean, did you, you said you talked to your parole officer, did you?
I had talked to her texting her for an assistant they had been out getting, trying to get addresses approved in Phoenix.
Is your family in the Douglas or Bisbee area? Is that why you were down?
In Sierra Vista, yes.
Okay, so your family's in Sierra Vista. And, but you wanted to go to Phoenix, was what you were trying to do.
Correct.
Okay. So what caused the, when the Sierra Vista PD arrested you, so what was going on? What happened there?
A person had taken my phone. I went to go get, I tracked my phone down, and I went to go get it back from that person. And I received, I was out in front trying to get my phone back, and that's when the cops came, and there were, all these things in the car. The car is not mine, and they're trying to basically say that everything in the car is mine.
When you were trying to get your phone back, were you using a weapon to threaten people?
No.
Was the weapon in the car?
I'm assuming so, because I had no weapons on me, no, nothing was on me at all.
Okay. Were you working at all?
Yes, I was working, here and there. My family owned a business in Sierra Vista.
Okay.
And I was doing work for them.
Okay. What kind of business is that, sir? What kind of business?
They own a body shop, a collision repair center.
Oh,
okay.
Okay, so you do that kind of work? You do body work? And
yes, that's why I had a job in Phoenix doing that kind of work. That's why I was trying to get an address lined up out there.
Got it. Okay. All right. And it looks like you were referred to a mental health evaluation. Did you ever get to that? You did that one?
No.
Okay. All right. And then,
throughout the years that I've had, I've been enrolled with ACTS and CDIS and, numerous agencies for my mental health. And I've came to a point in my life that I feel that I no longer need to be on medication, or that my mental health does not, it's not a problem in my life. I kind of overcame my own senses with it, with throughout other ways, coming closer to the Lord and everything like that.
Okay, so you're feeling good now. You're feeling pretty good?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But in the past, you've taken meds for mental health?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. All right. What about substance abuse? Have you used illegal drugs?
I have used illegal drugs in the past, but I have no history of substance abuse. And I've used them in quite some time, and that's why any time that I'm around them, I try to, push myself away from them.
I see. What do you mean by quite some time? How long has it been?
Since before I went to prison, and not this time, but before.
So we're talking a couple of years. We're talking years.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I used marijuana, but I had my medical marijuana card, but that was drink occasionally, but other than that.
Okay. And what, any other illegal drugs other than marijuana?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. Okay. I think that was all I had to ask you. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. Anyone have a question? Okay. Mr.
Turner.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Turner.
All right. A couple of notes. On 2/20/2018, excuse me, Senior Marshal Collins called him. Left a voicemail with the offender's brother Steve requesting a call that he knew where the offender's whereabouts were. On 2/21/2018, SBO Senior Parole Officer Collins received a call from the offender's brother Steve stating that he had not heard from his brother since 2/17/2018. Also, as of 6/15/18, Sierra Vista PD had put a felony hold on the offender.
Okay. Mr. Norman Brigade, is here back? Okay, so you have a felony hold on here.
Correct.
From service. Okay, you were already aware of that. Okay, good.
Yes. I also like to state that I'm not been found guilty on those charges, nor am I guilty on those charges.
Okay. Yeah, the other indication is those charges weren't even filed yet, so, and they may never be, or they may be. That's just pending. Okay, so well, we're coming to the end of your hearing, sir, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else you thought of that the board should know without repeating yourself?
I just want the board to know that, you know, despite my past criminal history, that I'm not that person anymore. That, you know, I've done my best to, fix myself in my own ways, despite, you know, me being back in here. And I also, you know, when I was released from prison in Yuma in February, the last thing that I wanted to do was come back to Bisbee in this area, because I didn't want to, you know, be surrounded by people that I was once surrounded by, and I continuously told them, but I was also pressured for an address, because shortly after I had got to prison in Yuma, my release date was already up. You know, I arrived in Yuma, and within a couple of months I was being released, and I didn't have time to really establish an address or communicate with people in Phoenix to get an address there. And I was told that I couldn't be released homeless to Tucson or Phoenix, but I was also told by others that I should have been able to be released there, which that gave me my only option, really, and my only option to parole out was in Bisbee was the homeless shelter that I went to. So, and I do admit that I did leave there because there were things going on that I didn't want to be around and I didn't want to associate with, but other than that, I'm not a bad person. I realize it might look bad that these other charges are there, but the fact is I'm really not guilty on those charges, and I'm a changed person. I'm not the person that, you know, I was when I caught this case in 2014. I just want to be able to get on with my life and be able to do right and build a family with myself and not constantly be surrounded by these walls.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you for that. The board is going to go into discussion, Mr. Miller, and it may sound like they're talking to you, but it's the board talking among itself. So we just need you to remain on the phone and remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Miller. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Miller has a very short criminal history, has really only been in prison a long time, and has no discipline, no gang involvement. Part of me asks myself, what is he doing in the criminal justice system? But he also absconded, and he explained himself why he did what he did. But I can't overlook that he absconded for 103 days, and somehow these other charges came up, and they may or may not result in anything. But I would not be in favor of returning him to community supervision, but I would listen to any input from fellow board members. Same input from fellow board members then. Based on information in warrant 201-W0554, our conversation with Mr. Milner, information provided by Mr. Turner, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Milner was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal race or company, specifically by absconding for 103 days, during which time his parole officer could not monitor his actions.
Second.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson.
Agreed.
Agreed by Ms. Neal and Mr. Pinionas. Okay, back to Mr. Miller. The board is going to revoke your community supervision, sir. We Ordinarily, with someone with such a limited criminal history, we might think differently, but the fact that you absconded for 103 days and didn't stay in touch with your parole officer, that's critical when you're on parole. I mean, that's the whole idea, is that you stay in touch with your parole officer and use your parole officer as a resource. So, sir, we wish you the best. We're showing a date right now, release date of November 24th of 2018. Yeah, and at that point, you'll be completely gone. You'll have no parole officer, you won't have to worry about that. Providing nothing has arises out of these other charges that are pending. Okay, sir, so thank you so much for participating in the hearing today. If you just lay the phone down, and just lay it down on the counter there and ask the seal to send in the next person.
Okay, thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, sir.
You should turn any left.